What Does Emmanuel Mean? By Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 1:23 from The Message. They will name him Emmanuel, Hebrew for God is with us. When the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, he learned that Mary was with child through the Holy Spirit and would give birth to a son named Emmanuel, Matthew 1:18, Matthew 1:23. Emmanuel is a Hebrew word meaning God with us and expresses the wonder of the incarnation, that God became flesh and made his dwelling among us, John 1:14. Emmanuel explains how God came for us, is here with us, and is coming back for us through Jesus. Jesus appeased the ardent anticipation of our hearts. The questions have been answered. The gaps have been filled. Hope is available for the world to receive. So what's the difference between Christmas presents under the tree versus the presence of Emmanuel? Mark 7:24 says, Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In a world where everyone has access to us, it can be a blessing to go unnoticed. Jesus knew the peace that is woven into the observatory silence of slipping through a crowd or standing at the back of a room. He wasn't an audience seeker, yet people followed him by the droves. When the busyness of the holiday season threatens to derail our perspective, we can reset our agendas by sitting in his presence. Make time to seek him in Scripture. The best way to lose Christmas spirit is to make it all about what we're getting and giving. Focus on the right gift to ignite the spirit of Christmas. A present is something presented, while presence represents the part of space within one's immediate vicinity, according to Merriam-Webster. How many Christmas presents do we forget about, return, or get rid of each year? Christ's presence is always available and applicable to our lives. That's not fair, my youngest daughter wailed. You got a Lego girl the last time you opened up a square. That's not fair, their argument over an Advent gift I'd given to them to share put the never-enough nature of humanity on display. In the thick of presents about to hit many homes in the dread of those who don't have gifts to give, it's vital to pull the true light of Christmas into focus. Matthew 1:23, the first of many verses that connect the Old Testament with the New, fulfilled a verse written approximately 800 years earlier. The treasures tucked inside spanned an 8-century gap until God whispered, "It's time." Isaiah, whose name means "the Lord saves," penned, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14. Matthew, whose name means "gift of the Lord," recorded his words within 50 to 70 AD. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means "God with us." Matthew 1:23. How does the Lord save? Through the gift of Jesus. We're not always assured the final witness to inspired words. A sign normally fulfilled within a few years took 800, unraveling the scope of God's timing. Doesn't it feel off-putting to revolve an entire season around doorbuster deals? Beyond ancestral traditions and surrounding customs, the Creator of our souls seeks to spend time with us. Our minds will remain elusively in angst until we seek the proof we need to believe and unlock our hearts. Presents don't fulfill human hearts. Souls are satisfied by the presence of Jesus, Savior, Emmanuel.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.